Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. And we are back. Another week, another tale, another creature, another entity to discuss at the Cryptid Corner. I'm Casey, as always, and I'm your host. This week, we're going to be talking about an entity known as the Banshee. The Banshee is a female spirit, and they're considered to be an omen of death. Banshee are said to roam the countryside and can be heard wailing when they like predict a death, either one that's already occurred or one that is going to occur. The word Banshee comes from the Irish word, which is B-E-A-N-S-I, but it's pronounced Banshee, and it translates roughly to a woman of the fairy mounds. She can appear in a number of forms, such as like a young, beautiful woman, or as an ugly, frightening hag in some circumstances. She is usually dressed in like a gray or a white hooded cloak. While it's not always seen, but she's not always seen, but you can like pretty much guarantee you're gonna hear her like mourning cries, and like that's the staple of a banshee. That's how you know, like, that's what you're hearing or that's what you may encounter. And the cries can be heard usually at night when someone is about to die, or like I said previously, they have already died. Those who claim to have seen a banshee described her as like having long hair that she runs a comb through, like almost in a fashion where she's ripping her hair out in anguish. And it is believed by many that she only appears to select numbers of Irish families, like the main Irish families, and that would be like the O'Neills, the O'Connors, the O'Briens, and the O'Gradys. Although the list varies depending on like who's telling the story and like which, you know, where you're getting that information from. So, and that's how it goes with a lot of these things too, because like we don't nothing about any of these creatures or tales is in stone or is proven as true. So it's as far as like the word goes when it's passed on to what it becomes, and you know where it really stems from. And we'll get into like the original origin of the banshee as we go along, you know, like we do with all these episodes. So there are three main ways that banshees are said to appear, as far as like the way they're dressed and their appearance goes, depending on who you talk to or where the stories come from. More often than not, she is like a crouching hag with a horrible wrinkly face, very similar to like the depictions of like Baba Yaga almost. Although, like in other stories, she is said to be like a beautiful, ethereal young woman. There are even stories where she is referred to as like a ghost of a murdered woman or a woman who died like in childbirth. The three typical appearances of the banshee may represent the three aspects of the Celtic goddess of war and death. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce these. As always, I can barely speak my own language, so I'm not going to try to butcher any of these like authentic names, but I'll spell them out. So it's the three aspects of the Celtic goddesses of war and death. And so the first one is B-A-D-H-B-H. No idea how to pronounce that. The other one, the next one is M-A-C-H-A. And the last one is M-O-R-R-I-O-G-H-A-I-N. So I'm sure there are people that can say this correctly, but I'm not one of them. But regardless, in almost all cases, the banshee has long silver hair that she is sometimes seen brushing through with a comb, as we said before. But for this reason, some people like they say they'll never pick up a comb lying on the ground for fear of like being taken away by fairies or banshees. So it's kind of something that it's like a folk tale that you know, if you find a comb laying on the ground, to not pick it up, because it can potentially put you in danger of being carried away by fairies or banshees. She's, as we mentioned before, she's said to, like, in all of the appearances, she's banshees are described to be wearing like a gray hooded cloak or like a white sheet or maybe even a grave robe, like a grave robe that of the dead or something, like a shawl. And her eyes are red from crying, like she is a very mournful woman. Many believe that she can in fact take on any of the forms of, and like any of the forms that we've described her as, like as far as appearance goes, and change from like one to the other as she or they so pleases. The origins of the banshee, though, that's what I mentioned that we're going to get into earlier. And so the origin of the banshee is it's quite ordinary compared to the tales that surround her. In medieval times, during funerals, a woman would take on the role of a keener. And that's K-E-E-N-E-R. Keeners sang sad songs called, this is an Irish word, a traditional Irish word. It's C-A-O-I-N-E-A-D-H, and that's the Irish word for crying at like a graveside, like mourning. At a grave, there was good business to be made as a keener during the medieval era, and that's because families would pay very well for a talented one. The best known ones always attended the funerals of the biggest and most well known people, and were much more sought after. As the more people were mourning at a funeral, the more people and the greater the gathering, the greater the keener was said to be. And for the most powerful families, it was not an uncommon belief that a banshee or a fairy woman would come to keen at the grave. Fairies presumably being more talented singers than humans, and so that's the reason why the more the well-off families would believe that. So over time, the stories developed and morphed into what we know them as today. The fact that keeners were paid in alcohol and often ended up as elderly alcoholic women in their later years, they were banished from towns and villages, so it kind of adds up into the myth that they would see these women in their older years after being paid in alcohol their entire young lives, that they could be mistaken or claimed to be a banshee when people would come across them. And the first known written record of a banshee story is Sean McCrath's Triumphs of Turlough, if I pronounce that correctly, and that's something I'm not super familiar with either. I'll have to look into that just to see how they're depicted in that the original written record for a banshee, just to see if they're described in the same way as we know them today. We'll talk some more about the banshee after this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. Originally, the banshee appeared to people who they were about to suffer a violent and painful death, as a murder, or in later stories, she wailed outside their door at night, usually around wooded areas close by, the wood lines and stuff. But banshees were never really seen. They were seen rarely. Cynics and realists who claim the story to be nothing more than an old wives' tale say that the wails are actually just barn owls or vixens calling in the night. And honestly, if you've ever heard a barn owl or similar birds or creatures of that size, they do sound remarkably like a woman screeching at night if you're not familiar with those sounds. Me personally, I've grown up in the woods of North Carolina pretty much my entire life, so I'm kind of familiar with the sounds of the night and screeching of owls and whatnot. The banshee they're usually described as ugly elderly women dressed in white or gray with long silver hair. So that's something that goes across the entire board when it comes to these things. That's the way they're always described. And occasionally, they took on the form of a crow, a hare, or a weasel. And typically, these animals were associated with witchcraft in Ireland. And so that's the reason why that the banshees were said to be able to transform into these animals, was because it was associated with witchcraft, heavily in Ireland. Her cries, they seem to be the subject of a large debate. In certain places, it's said to be so shrill that it shatters glass, but then in other places, they said it sounds like two boards being struck together, so the clap of wood smacking against each other. While and even other places, it's said to be low, pleasant singing. And whatever she sounds like, anyone agrees that she can be heard from great distances, and some people were hearing her cry for several nights in a row before a death occurred, while others say that they heard her just once, and it was on the night of the death, or the night of that a death occurred. Her cry rises and falls and lasts for a few minutes, varying in intensity. So it kind of crescendos there at some points, and an up and down, almost like an orchestra. There have been alleged incidents when the banshee cried for a person who wasn't they were actually in good, perfect health, but was found to be dead or killed within a week from some freak accident or something. And the majority of her visits are paid at night, with a very small portion of them taking place at noon or during daylight hours. The banshee are usually thought to have once been a normal woman who enjoyed their life, but was they were incredibly beautiful and radiated happiness, but some great sorrow overcame the person or her at some point in her life, and she became a haggard old woman. She was seemingly very weary of mortals and would disappear at the first sight of any sign of human activity. And in fact, she didn't seem to enjoy the company of anyone, mortal or not, other creatures, other fairies or anything, that the things that other entities in Irish folklore that the banshee might have encountered. And the banshee was said to travel as a solitary fairy, not one that you wouldn't see several banshee in one place. When the banshee moved from place to place, however, witnesses have heard a fluttering sound similar to birds flying. When she disappeared, all that would be left behind would be a cloud of mist, and so it's very mysterious, you know. And there are several reported banshee chairs around Ireland. What a banshee chair is a wedge-shaped rock where a banshee would sit and cry for general misfortunes at times when there was no funeral to attend, when a family there was no funeral for a family member that had died or some tragedy that was going to happen. And it's even been said that when families were immigrating from Ireland to the Americas and other places, during the Great Potato Famine and during the other periods of immigration for Irish folks, the legend goes that the banshee would follow that family to wherever they were immigrating to, or if she didn't, then she would just stay at the family's home or their seat and lament for their leaving. And so that's kind of terrifying to think that this banshee could follow you and just bring general misfortunes to you and your family, even though you've left your home country. That's all we have regarding banshees this week at the Cryptic Corner. I'm very proud to say that I am in the works of getting that merch, getting new merch designs going, I've started the process. So within the next month, we should have a pretty cool design coming for merch. And I just want to say I appreciate everybody who's listening. It's really helping make this possible and getting new stuff out there for you guys. And for new listeners, you can follow the Cryptic Corner on Facebook to find bonus content videos as well as photo albums for each of the episodes that show depictions of the weekly topics for the Cryptic Corner. And if you'd like to be a bonus guest on the show, or if you just want to reach out with a personal experience with cryptids, lore, or any strange, just anything strange, you can always contact me message me on Facebook at the Cryptic Corner, or you can email me, Casey, which is caseycryptic@gmail.com, and that's Casey spelled Casey, and that's me. But if you're enjoying the show so far and you're really liking the content coming out, it would mean a lot, and it really helps if you leave a rating and a review. It helps grow the podcast more organically and get some other people on board. And I would like to say that if you're interested in signing up for Audible, and if you don't know what Audible is, it's a place that you can you can get all sorts of ebooks, as well as for instance, the Cryptic Corner is also on Audible and Amazon Music as well. And you can go there to get all your podcast needs and stuff like that. When you sign up for your 30-day free trial, they actually give you a credit for one free ebook. And whether you choose to continue with the subscription after 30 days or not, the ebook is still yours to keep. And if I'm not mistaken, I think if you do choose to keep your subscription, they give you one free credit for an ebook every month. And I'll have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's true. But if you're interested in signing up for Audible, you can use my custom URL link, which is www.audibletrial.com/thecrypticcorner. And that, one more time, that is www.audibletrial.com/thecrypticcorner. Once again, guys, this has been Casey, and I'm your host. And more importantly, stay creepy.